fuse the information. They had to fit two criteria. They had to be old enough to be able to understand the whole concept of the Age of Reason, and not yet seven. The answer was clear. My brother Bill, he was six. Well, I finally found Bill about a block away from our house at this public school playground. It was a Saturday, and he was all by himself just kicking a ball against this brick wall. I ran up to him and said, Bill, I just realized that the Age of Reason starts when you turn seven, and then you're capable of committing any and all sins against God and man. And Bill said, so? And I said, so? You're six. You have a whole year to do anything you want to, and God won't notice it. And he said, so? And I said, so? So everything! And I turned to run, so angry with him. But when I got to the top of these steps, I turned around dramatically and said, oh, by the way, Bill, there is no Santa Claus. Now, I didn't know it at the time, but I was actually not turning seven on September 10th. For my 13th birthday, I planned a slumber party with all of my girlfriends, but a couple of weeks beforehand, my mother took me aside and said, I need to speak to you privately. September 10th is not your birthday, it's October 10th. And I said, what? She said, listen, the cutoff date to start kindergarten was September 15th. So I told him that your birthday was September 10th, and then I wasn't sure that you weren't just going to go blab it all over the place, so I started to tell you your birthday was September 10th. But Julie, you were so ready to start school, honey. You were so ready. I thought about it, and when I was four, I was already the oldest of four children, and my mother even had another child to come. So what I think she understandably really meant was that she was so ready, she was so ready. Then she said, don't worry, Julie, every year on October 10th, when it was your birthday, but you didn't realize it, I made sure you ate a piece of cake that day. Which was comforting, but troubling. My mother had been celebrating my birthday with me, without me. What was so upsetting about this piece of information was not that I was going to have to change the date of my slumber party with all of my girlfriends. What was most upsetting was that this meant I was not a Virgo. I had a huge Virgo poster in my bedroom, and I read my horoscope every single day, and it was so totally me. And this meant that I was a Libra? So I took the bus downtown to get the new Libra poster. The Virgo poster is a picture of a beautiful woman with really long hair sort of lounging by some water, but the Libra poster was just a huge scale. This was around the time that I started filling out physically, and I was filling out a lot more than a lot of the other girls, and frankly, the whole idea that my astrological sign was a scale just seemed ominous and depressing. But I got the new Libra poster, and I started to read my new Libra horoscope. And I was astonished to find that it was also totally me. It wasn't until years later, looking back on this whole Age of Reason, change of birth date thing, that it dawned on me. I wasn't turning seven when I thought I turned seven. I actually had a whole other month to do anything I wanted to before God started keeping tabs on me. Oh, life can be so unfair. Not too long ago, two Mormon missionaries came to my door. I live just off a main thoroughfare in Los Angeles, and my block is this natural beginning for people who are peddling things door to door. Sometimes I get little old ladies from the Seventh-day Adventist Church showing me pictures of heaven. And sometimes I get teenagers who promise me that they won't join a gang and just start robbing people if I only buy some magazine subscriptions from them. So normally, I just ignore the doorbell, but on this day, I answered. And there stood two boys, each about 19, in white starched short sleeve shirts. And they had little name tags that identified them as official representatives of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And they said they had a message for me from God. I said, a message for me from God? And they said, yes. Now, I was raised in the Pacific Northwest around a lot of Mormons, and, you know, I've dated them and worked with them, but I never really knew the doctrine or what they said to people when they were out on a mission, and I guess I was a little curious, so I said, well, please, come in. And they looked really happy, because I don't think that happens to them all that often. And I sat them down, and I got them glasses of water, and after our niceties, I said,